This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
I'd like to welcome you all here today, the first Sunday of Christmas. Today we're using Divine Service 1 to look at the service book. We're going to have a Christmas Hymn Festival this morning. Our hymn number is 380, 375, 393, 383, 386, 376, 366, 374, 392, and the First Noel is originally in the bulletin. Well, Father, our service received on the way to beginning on page 3 with confession and absolution, followed by the sharing of the peace and the processional gifts. Let us rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us kneel and be seated for the confession. Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, whose mercy has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins, as a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us rise and greet one another in peace of the Lord.
sure what happened. A mystery. The small one's right, I think. The big one, I don't know. It must have been last year or something. I'm not sure exactly what happened. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated for the reading of our lessons from God's Holy Word. The Old Testament reading for the first Sunday after Christmas is from Exodus chapter 13. The Lord said to Moses, "Consecrate to me all the firstborn, whatever is the first to open the womb among the people of Israel, both of man and of beast, is mine." Then Moses said to the people, "Remember this day in which you came out of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, for by a strong hand the Lord brought you out from this place. When the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanites, as he swore to you and to your fathers, and shall give it to you, you shall set apart to the Lord all that first opens the womb. All the firstborn of your animals that are male shall be the Lord's. Every firstborn of a donkey you shall redeem with a lamb, or if you will not redeem it, you shall break its neck. Every firstborn of man among your sons you shall redeem. And when in time to come your son asks you, 'What does this mean?' you shall say to him, 'By a strong hand the Lord brought us out of Egypt from the house of slavery. For when Pharaoh stubbornly refused to let us go, the Lord killed all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of animals. Therefore I sacrifice to the Lord all the males that first opened the womb, but all the firstborn of my sons I redeem.'" This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you.
shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel. And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed him and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed. And a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, the tribe of Asher. She was advanced years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you,
Lord. This time, the people will be seated. I invite the youngsters of the congregation and visitors to come forward and show them. Guys, get up in the morning. What's one of the first things you do? Get your jammies off, and then what do you put on? What do you put on? Tough question. Probably you put on clothes, right? So you put on your clothes. In our reading from the letter to the Colossians, Paul tells us something else we should put on every morning. So he says, put on compassion. Compassion is that feeling that we care about other people. Put on kindness and humility, meekness and patience, bearing with one another. So in the morning when we get up, sometimes we get grumpy and we snap at people and we yell at our parents and things like that. But all times, put on kindness, put on compassion and patience. And that's a hard thing for all of us. And why do we put that on? Because this is who you are as a child of God. This is who you are. And he says, as God forgives you, you forgive others. And that's a hard one too. When someone does something to us, we want to be angry about it. And we want to stay angry. We want to kind of nurse the anger so it keeps going and going and going. And Paul tells us, don't stay angry. Forgive others, because that's who we are. And then let the word of God dwell in you, rich. Let God's word dwell in us, live in us, and give us the strength to do those things. And when we mess up, we confess our sins, we receive forgiveness, and the next morning, we put on compassion and kindness and humility and meekness and patience. Amen.
Go ahead and take a couple coloring sheets there, and they're probably a little advanced for you guys, but that's okay. You can color and grab a fruit snack. And we'll continue with the sermon hymn.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The anticipation of the celebration of Christmas begins to build after Thanksgiving. It continues to inflate and inflate up until Christmas Day morning. And then Christmas Day afternoon, you're left with a pile of torn wrapping paper, a sink full of dirty dishes, and a sense of kind of being let down that it's all over. It is as if the anticipation is a big, beautiful balloon, and the day after Christmas, so much of the air is let out that you feel sad and deflated. I remember as a teenager feeling very disappointed by Christmas. I don't think I knew what exactly was disappointing, but I remember thinking that the reality of Christmas did not live up to the anticipation. Some of that I now blame on the retailers who push us to buy, 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 and tell us that we will find happiness in the boxes under the tree. Some of this I blame on myself for having unrealistic ideas of what we're celebrating at Christmas. Some of it may be even that the church overpromises what we're celebrating at Christmas. I think it's so easy to get into the celebration of Jesus' birth that we can get distracted as to what is actually happening. With the trip to Bethlehem, the baby in the manger, the angels, the shepherds, the magi, the gifts, it's all very wonderful and supernatural and amazing. The Son of God has become flesh and lives among us. It's all so bright and warm and wonderful and perfect. For the baby Jesus, however, life is not always so bright and warm and wonderful and perfect. 8 days after he's born, Mary and Joseph bring him to be circumcised and named Jesus, Joshua, Yahweh saves. Baby Jesus, God in flesh, sheds God's blood to fulfill the law. 32 days later, 40 days after his birth, Mary and Joseph bring Jesus to the temple. The temple is the place of the Lord's presence with his people in the Holy of Holies. Now the Lord is returning to the temple in the person of that 40-day-old little Jewish baby boy. This trip to the temple is for Mary's purification, 40 days after giving birth to a male child, and it is to redeem Jesus as the firstborn. Normally, a lamb is sacrificed to redeem the firstborn, to remember God sparing the children of Israel in Egypt, whose homes were marked with the blood of a lamb. Mary and Joseph offer two common birds instead. This shows that they are humble people of little means. It also shows that there is another lamb present. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. At the temple, there are two people waiting for Jesus. Simeon and Anna are waiting for the consolation of Israel, the redemption of Jerusalem. Simeon takes the baby Jesus in his arms and he declares, "Master, you are now setting your servant free according to your word of peace, because my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory for your people Israel." This is amazing. This baby is God's salvation. A light for the Gentiles, the nations, the non-Jews. What does that mean? This baby has come for all people. Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. But then Simeon's words take a dark turn. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed. And a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed." Jesus will be the fall and rising of many in Israel. Jesus, the Son of God, humbly takes on human flesh in the womb of Mary and is born in Bethlehem and laid in a manger. He looks like any other baby boy, but he is not. He is God in flesh. And because of that, people will reject him, hate him, plot his murder, and kill him. Jesus brings peace between God and man, but brings conflict between the world and Jesus and his followers. He will later teach in Matthew 10, "Do not think I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword." People hate Jesus because they do not want to admit that they need a Savior. To admit you need a Savior is to admit you are a sinner. To admit you are a sinner is to admit there is sin. To admit that there is sin is to admit that there is right and wrong, and it is determined by God and not by you. To admit that you need a Savior means you cannot save yourself, and there is such a temptation to think that you can do enough to save yourself. To admit you need a Savior is to admit that you are a helpless sinner who is lost. To admit you need a Savior is humiliating, and people hate to be humiliated. So people hate Jesus. And people hate those who follow Jesus. A sword will pierce through your own soul. The thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God, and the Word of God and His law cuts through your soul. It reveals your inner sinful self. It reveals that you are, by nature, sinful and unclean. The sword of God's word cuts deep and reveals that you are indeed a sinner, guilty and ashamed of your sin. This guilt and shame, though, brings us back to Simeon's earlier words. His eyes have seen the Lord's salvation. Jesus is salvation. Jesus comes to save sinners. God's word cuts with the law and reveals the sinful thoughts of your heart, and God's word heals by bringing the good news of forgiveness of your sins through the blood of Jesus, first shed when he was an eight-day-old baby, and shed again 33 years later on the cross at Calvary. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. At your baptism, you are marked with the blood of the Lamb. You are given the gift of the Holy Spirit to believe that Jesus is indeed Emmanuel, God with us, your Savior from sin. You know that the baby Simeon is holding is God for you. You know the bread and wine and Holy Communion are God for you. You know you hold the body of Christ in your hand, even though you do not understand how that happens. You know that it is God for you. You know your sins are forgiven, and so in Christ, you are ready to die. And you can sing with Simeon, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared in the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord Jesus returns again in glory. Amen. We rise and confess our faith in the Creed.
Suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. In the first day, remember Rebecca Crossman, who has cancer. Bob Burnett, whose cancer is not responding to treatments. Tina Brayton, who is in the ICU with COVID and in dire condition. For Lexi, the granddaughter of friends of Matt Frankie, a 3.5-year-old with a serious medical condition. For Andy George, who has COVID. For Tom Wiltsey, a friend of Ruth Selmayr's, who has stage 4 cancer. And for the family of Terry Adams, a friend of Barb Moss's, who has died. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the church that all who have been baptized into Christ may embrace the Christ child by word and faith, and so be ready to depart whenever they are called. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For our families, that they would be harmonious in God's love and ruled by Christ's peace, that the word of Christ would dwell richly among us, that fathers and heads of the household would teach and admonish their families in all wisdom, and that our songs, words, and deeds would be done in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ with thanksgiving. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, for delight in the fear of the Lord, that we may entrust ourselves open to Christ, who alone judges all matters of equity and righteousness,
for princes and leaders of this world who must judge by what they see and hear, that they would be blessed with health and wisdom, and for discernment, that we may honor them for the sake of conscience before our Lord. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and suffering, especially those who desire our prayers, Becky, Bob, Tina, Lexi, Andy, and Tom, that according to God's gracious will, they would be healed. And for those who mourn, especially Terry's family, that God would fill their hearts with a certain hope of the resurrection. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who commune this day, that they would see their salvation in the very body and blood of Christ, given them to eat and to drink, and thus with Simeon be prepared to depart in peace. Let us pray to the Lord. In thanksgiving for our brothers and sisters who have departed with the peace of faith, that with them we may behold the light of the nations and the glory of Israel in eternal life. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Gathered in the name and remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us to do in his own testament. Gather us together to pray from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, we all glory, honor, and worship of the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the night that he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." The same way also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me."
Lord's Day.
Simply the body of Christ.
The body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you. Preserve you in true faith unto life everlasting. Go in peace. Your sins are forgiven.
Thank you.
We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Lord, bless you and keep you. Lord, make his face shine on you.